It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, high above the Albia Square on this beautiful, crisp Saturday morning. A victorious Saturday morning as the Blue Demons, homecoming spoilers last night at Davis County, 55-0, the final score there. Week number six is in the books, and the contenders and pretenders are starting to be really shaken out here, and we know for sure that Albia is a contender. And Blue Demons, of course, came into last night's game third-rated in state, and will give no reason for anyone to not consider them to stay where they're at and move on up as next week becomes a big week. It'll be CMB coming to town, CMB in the top 10 in the state, and they're playing some pretty decent football, and they have Albia circled on their old schedule, and the Blue Demons will play host to CMB. And of course, we'll be there to bring you all that coverage. Today, we got a full house here. What a night it was for Albia football. 8 touchdowns, 7 different players scoring touchdowns in 4 different ways. And here this morning, we're going to shake down those 8 touchdowns. And we've got several of those guys in the house that were responsible for those touchdowns directly and indirectly. Boy, I'll tell you what. How about that offensive line, that opening drive by the Albia Blue Demon offensive line? I look over that left side, and Carter Isley is the only man standing. He had to jump over people that were blocked onto the ground. So the Butterworth boys, who will be making pancakes for you next Saturday, they made pancakes for us last night, and they provided some enormous running lanes for those running backs to get through last night. And then you put Kieran Judge and Carter Isley behind that line, and that is a lot of thunder. And then you match that up. The thing that absolutely just impresses me as a broadcaster watching football for and broadcasting for over 20 plus years is that this football team has great depth, and we talk about that, but the depth is not just in numbers but in the quality of the numbers that we have in this football program. And even at a 55-0 mark in the ball game in the fourth quarter on the road, where the game is a certainty, the coaches are still on the sideline coaching up the kids. Jimmy on the sideline last night, and he talked about how the coaches were still going at the kids, and that's a really good sign that your program really cares about all the depth of the football team, and those little details add up, and certainly added up last night. 55 points for the Blue Demons and 0 for Davis County. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to look at the games that were last night. We'll do a rundown on the scoreboard. Also, Tessa Simpson will be stopping in. Lady D Soccer, Lady Volleyball, is going to come into the house this morning. We'll talk about their season. And at the end of the hour, we're going to talk with a young man that set the national record for touchdowns in one game, 11. Pretty impressive from one guy. We'll come back here. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts. Plus, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to CFirst today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. It's Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner, and we're going to take a look at the Friday Night Lights big board and take a look at the scores from around the area last night. Albia, big winner, upsetting the homecoming plans of the Davis County Mustangs, 55-0, your final score there. Norwalk, a spoiler last night in Sheraton's homecoming, 51-6, that final score. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont get by Sagrada Kyoto, 14-6. It was Wayne and Melcher Dallas going at it. Melcher Dallas, 64, Wayne, 32. North Mahaska shuts out GMG Garwin, 40-0. Pekin all over Cardinal, 48-0. They are undefeated. Joe Donovan's Pekin Panthers out and run it. 41-0 Waukee over Urbandale. It was North Pole coming to Centerville and taking on the Big Red, 42-7, the final score there. Pella gets by Clark, 17-6, and that was a pretty tight football game. Grinnell, a big winner last night over Oskaloosa, 35-14. It was Ottumwa traveling to Cedar Rapids, Washington, the number one rated team in Class 4A, and it's a 40-2 ball game there as Cedar Rapids, Washington gets the win. CMB, Albie's next opponent, undefeated on the season, 41-14, the winner there over Clark. Pella Christian, a big win over Highland Riverside, 43-28. Is Moravia losing to Mormon Trail last night, 58-42. And Twin Cedars gets down by Lamoni, 68-28. PCM, a winner last night in non-district action over West Marshall, 44-20, the final score. Knoxville puts a knot in the noggin of Saydell, 35-0. Fairfield, a big winner last night, 34-6 over Keokuk. And Fort Dodge gets by Indianola, 31-13. It was Seymour getting by Harmony, 65-42. Montezuma stays undefeated, 58-21 over Colfax Mingo. And Dunkerton over Tri-County, 54-6. Van Buren, a winner over Danville, 46-6. And Martinsdale St. Mary's gets by Southeast Warren, 49-14. Other games of interest around the state that catches the eye of these Southern Iowa fans. Mediapolis, an opponent we're aware of, 41-7 over Wilton. And it was Mid-Prairie Wellman getting defeated by Williamsburg last night, 37-20. And that is a look at your Friday Night Lights big board. And you can take a look at the scores on every Friday night by listening right here at KICRadio.com, KIC Radio streaming on the web and on your smartphones. Also, you can get the free KIC Thunderbolt app, and all the scores will give to you all night long. And, of course, you can catch all of our nine broadcasts of all the games that we cover here on your sports leader, KIC. Head coach of the Albia Blue Demons in the house, and he's wearing his Friday Night Lights pullover, looking so sharp. And anybody that can put together a 55-0 win on a Friday night, his team looked real sharp, so why wouldn't he show up today looking as sharp as he does? Coach, congratulations on another fine performance by your football team. And I'm going to start, Coach. When you look at the stats, you guys were able to get things done both on the running and passing side of the football, showing you guys are a true two-dimensional football team. I'll check that. A three-dimensional football team, because we throw special teams in there as well last night. But I have just got to tell you that over and over again, I am impressed every Friday night by the performance of that offensive and defensive line. We have a special segment on our pregame show. It talks about in the trenches, and you guys have absolutely dominated the trenches. And last night, on the first play from scrimmage, Carter Isley had to jump over guys because they were pancaked onto the ground.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I didn't put any points up on the board. The players are the ones that do the blocking and tackling and scoring. I just get to watch and make suggestions. Yes, the offensive line was working very well. Defensive line had to be doing something because we pitched a shutout, and the backs are supposed to find a hole that they make and get themselves through it. So it was a good night. Special teams played a big part in it. Start of the second half, I wasn't sure we were going to get the offense to go back on the field. We kept scoring in other ways. But I'd like to take this opportunity to commend Davis County on their sportsmanship, because you know, you get spanked in a game and it doesn't feel good and you don't like it, and you know, your character is displayed on how you react when tough times come along. And those kids shook hands. They actually shook hands. They didn't just slap your hand as you went by. They grabbed your hand and shook it, looked you in the eye. I always follow the team through the line. I want to be the last one to go through, and I can see what's going on ahead of me. And the line kind of had a bend in it, and they started leaving. And they said, wait, wait, there's another coach. And they came back and shook hands. So you got to give the coaches credit for teaching sportsmanship, and give those Davis County Mustang players a big shout-out, because they were sportsmen and up and down the line. They're going to be okay. Next year they'll come to Albia all set to play us a tough game. But I respect them for the sportsmanship that they displayed.
Coach, you eight touchdowns last night for the Blue Demons, seven different players who were a part of those scoring. We'll debate that there's a lot more involved in the scoring, but seven of them registered the touchdowns. And you get it four different ways, through the air, through the ground, and a punt return and a kick return. The dynamics of the way that you guys were able to score points last night really talks about, I believe, the depth of the program.
Well, this is a group of young men that don't care who gets the credit. They just want to get the W on the scoreboard and do it the right way. And we have a lot of weapons. We have some we haven't even used yet as we move along. And, you know, this football team is not anywhere near as good as it can be. We haven't played our best game yet. We have the depth in a lot of areas that allows us for improvement. And these kids want to get better. They're really bonding together as a group, and it's good to see that happening.
Coach, you got C&B coming to town. It's going to be a battle of two undefeated teams, and of course they're getting lots of attention, as well as your football team. And I'm sure they have nothing better on their ideas to come in here and knock off Albia.
Well, I can't speak to what their ideals are. We're taking one game at a time, and the ones add up. And our goal is to go out and be our best, and there will be a fine football game. They are a good team. They're well coached, and we have some challenges ahead of us, but so do they. So could be a great night. I just hope we have nice weather, and I like it when it's a little warmer and it's all dry. And I wouldn't care for a little bit of rain this week to soften the field up, but, you know, when it's too hard for them, it's just right for us. So we'll take whatever it is and go with it.
Coach, a couple of things. I saw a few new looks in the formations. You had a couple of dual receiver sets and out of the shotgun. I saw that a little more last night. A little legal package. It looked like Luke was really comfortable back there, and maybe one of the finest catches. And after watching all the catches that Zach Eugen made over the last several years, to watch a young Tony DeLeschen keep the concentration he did, and watching that on huddle this morning, that is just impressive.
Well, I don't know where people got the idea that Albia can't pass the football. We have an excellent passing game. We just haven't needed to use it. When we take a lady to the dance, we dance with that lady, and if the lady is really good at running, we'll run with her. But if she can't run and likes to pass, we'll pass. So that was quite a catch. He didn't have to do one-handed. He could have used two, but it counts the same points whether it's one-handed or two-handed. So,
well, for style points, Coach, the broadcaster, he got a little more excitement out of us, and so a job well done. Talk about some of the things, you know, Coach, when you come off a couple of wins where it's fairly decisive, I think, you know, you, as maybe Davis County faces, you got to get your team back up after a couple of losses, and a tough loss as it was last night for them. Sometimes having a lot of success can be a hard thing to get the coach to coach around. And so, how do you come back? And you know, your things are gone so well that to get the guys to really continue to stay as focused as they need to be as the competition continues to get better.
Well, you see, that's the thing. If you're out to beat the other team, then you're in a different category, because how good they are or how good they aren't is the determining factor on how you play. But that's not us. We don't go out to beat the other team. We go out to be our best. They come to beat us. We come to the game to be us. And it does not matter. The score on the scoreboard or the record of the opponents is irrelevant. What matters most is how well you play. And we do not focus on success. We focus on excellence. And each young man is out to try to do and be his best. And if you do that, then there's no up and down. Because if you're comparing yourself, there's a gap called the performance gap. And if you're playing below what you can be, then you're not really successful on the field. You're only successful when you play at your potential. And if you do that long enough, then you have to raise your potential. And we have areas where we can raise that potential. This philosophy works really well for us, and we don't care what the record is, or ratings are temporary, championships are forever, and we focus on ourselves and doing what we do and doing it to the best of our ability. That's pretty good formula for life as well.
Coach, thanks so much. Congratulations, another big win. You got some of your guys in here today and some of your outstanding coaches, and we look forward to meeting them. And as I mentioned earlier, it was real impressive watching the coaches continue to coach on the sidelines in spite of the game was out of hand pretty early, and your coaches still were coaching up, and that's something that stands out to guys that really love football. And my brother's on the sidelines. He says, it's so impressive the way that the coaches continue to coach no matter what the score is and no matter who's on the football field, and they continue to use the language. He said, Coach Dactor over there telling the guys he loves them and believes in them, and this is when it's 55-0.
Well, you see, that it doesn't matter if you're a starter or a second team or a third team person. When you're on the field, you're expected to do your best, and it's our job to point out areas that need to be improved. There's plenty of time later to celebrate the great plays, but the things that are needing attention, we direct ourselves to that. And I don't even watch the defense when we're at the strategy board. We're making plans, finding out where they're lining up. And Davis County had several different schemes lined up for us, and we were able to, through Coach Dykstra and talking to his linemen and the backs listening in, we were able to find ways to solve the roadblocks they were trying to put up for us.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staton, and 55-0 the final score last night. We got some of the great athletes in here to talk with us this morning, so we're going to get to them here in just a second, along with the coaching staff in the house, Coach Hill, Coach O'Duffer, and the offensive guru that is known as Coach Farrington's in the house. They scored 50 points last night, so you knew he'd show up. So we'll talk with him here in just a few seconds when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Behind all the flashy TV ads, behind the scenes, Joni Ernst signed a pledge to protect the special interests. A pledge to protect special tax breaks for big oil, to protect special tax breaks for corporations shipping jobs overseas. When I lost my job due to outsourcing, I sure wish Joni Ernst would have signed a pledge to protect me.
That's Angie Smith. She's proud to have worked her whole life making high-end products in Newton, Iowa. Then one day, with no notice, the factory closed due to outsourcing. An outsourcing corporation with special tax breaks. Special tax breaks that Joni Ernst pledged to protect. Joni Ernst is just not for us. Paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. DSCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The original farm crawl is this Sunday. Enjoy a leisurely autumn day crawling from farm to farm. In northern Lucas and southern Marion counties, 7 farms in all within easy driving distance. Tour the farms, visit the animals, and meet the farmers. Sample the goodies and purchase locally grown products. Visit the Farm Crawl website at farmcrawl.com for more details and maps. Thelma with Carpenter's Hall will be serving jumbo roasted chicken legs at Schneider Orchard. Stroll through the orchard, enjoy fresh fruit pie, apple crisp, and carameled apples, and take a scenic sky-high look from the treehouse. That's the Farm Crawl Sunday, farmcrawl.com.
Pierce's Pumpkin Patch is now open. From 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. through the month of October, they'll be holding their annual Pumpkin Festival October 11th and 12th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Their country store has lots of half-price costumes and Halloween and fall decorations, plus pumpkins, gourds, squash, and many new items, and a hay bale maze with animals for the kids. Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, 12 miles north of Sheraton and 12 miles south of Knoxville on Highway 14.
Take a moment to look up your auto loan rate. Is it higher than 1.99% APR? If it is, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with CFirst and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by one of our convenient locations or go to c1stcu.com and apply online today to drive down your auto loan rate. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Got the defensive coaches in the house, defensive coordinator Chad Odefer and defensive back coach Coach Darren Hill. Coach Odefer, first of all, defense continues to really, really shine. You guys really set the tempo. It was right out of the gates, a quick four and out for Davis County and give our offense a short field to work with. Holding Davis County, this is a good athlete group, always going to have big guys up front, and you hold them to 22 yards rushing, which is phenomenal, and total yards on the night, less than 100 yards. That's some stingy defense.
Yeah, the guys really came out ready to play, and that's always our goal, is to get the offense back on the field as quick as possible. And our offense is so good that if you give them opportunities to make plays and you give them the ball back and you give them the ball back in good situations, they're going to put up a lot of points. So it allows you to be aggressive. And our goal as coaches is just to put our guys in good positions, allow them to be successful, and allow them to make the plays that they always do.
Coach Hill, for the sixth straight week, you guys got to face quarterbacks and offenses that as all offenses do, they want it to make it challenging and confusing. But again, through the air, your defensive backs had to rise to the occasion. And when as many times as they threw last night to hold them to 69 yards through the air, that's some sick numbers.
Yeah, we ended up with a couple picks again last night. But as I've said before on Coach's Corner, defensive backs get the credit, linebackers get the credit for the picks, but the defensive line is what makes that happen. And when they're stunting the way that they can and they put pressure on that quarterback, make him throw it before he wants to or before the receivers make the cut, then that's a great advantage to the linebackers and defensive backs to be able to step in front and get an interception.
Davis kind of looked like they were trying to do a few things that I hadn't seen from them in the past, guys, and it looked like you guys responded with maybe some a little at least – I saw a few more blitzes brought in, particularly in that second quarter.
Yeah, well, the good thing is we've seen a lot of spread, so every week we can add a wrinkle or two, and after 3 or 4 weeks of seeing a lot of spread offense, we have quite a bit of things we can do, so we're going to see some more spread the next couple weeks, so we can add a wrinkle here, add a wrinkle there, and by the end of the season, you have a lot of stuff in that you can do.
A lot of teams, Coach Hill, will go to a 3-5 or try to change their defense, and you guys really just absolutely stay firm with who you are. And it can be difficult to handle that many receivers spread out across the field in a base 4-4, but you guys continue to do that.
Well, with our speed of our linebackers going out and covering the number two receivers, they're just basically extra defensive backs. I mean, they can flat run and cover receivers. So, yep, we're going to do what we do, and the players execute at a high level, and good things happen for us.
Coach, CMB is going to be going to be one of the better teams that we've faced all year, and we've faced some pretty good ones and made them look not their best. But this is going to be a really good CMB team that's coming to town.
Yeah, and that's why guys play football, is for big games, and every game is a big game because you only get 9 of them. But this is a big game because it's the next one on our schedule, and I'm excited to see how the defense rises to the challenge. So they're a really good offensive football team. They put up a lot of points this year, and I just hope we come out and execute and show what we can do.
Well, the defense has been doing it all year long, and so impressive, and lots of fun to watch. The pops and the pads that get banged around on the football field. And, guys, we talked about the offense being so efficient, the defense being outstanding, but, man, alive. Special teams, once again, on a football Friday night special. And Coach Hill, gee, man, it's Christmas. I think the offense is a little upset with you guys because, they knew they had a running clock, and here you guys don't even give them a touch.
We had a couple players come off. special teams and defense was on the field for the first eight and a half minutes. In the third quarter, and And look up there, it's a little more than 3 minutes, and the offense gets to go out on the field for the first time in the second half. So, and that's just a testament to the special teams guys. You know, we practice that every day. All the coaches are involved with special teams, so, you know, I can't take all the credit for that. But the players get themselves in situations, and you know, we let them do what they do, and we attempt to put them in positive scenarios, and they react and do well. So it's a good thing to see.
Well, here's how the second half started, and it was special teams on a football Friday night.
Here is Efika on the reverse. Hunter Weldon gets to the corner in the foot race. Hunter Weldon on a special team play on this football Friday night. Take it to the house. Hunter Weldon on the opening kickoff of the second half takes it to the house. And you know about speed there, Coach Ratliff, and he just took that down the sidelines, put the propellers on, and zoom, 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 way went Hunter Weldon.
That looked like he was running the 100-meter dash at Drake Relays last spring. He has got some wheels. He took that, had a couple of good blocks up front, and he was gone.
If you couldn't tell, Jimmy was back on the sidelines last night. And I could Coach Ratliff brings up the stats to me, and we didn't have time to get the headset off of Coach Ratliff, and you guys were scoring. That was pretty impressive. But you know, Hunter was not going to Blake Bear was not going to let Hunter Weldon be outdone, and here is the next special teams opportunity. Albia's defense came out, shut him out, and this punt play right here, another special teams touchdown.
Slinging one. Look out for the return here. Over to the left side, Blake Bear has a corner to the 45, 40, trying to get by a defender, still on his feet, goes across the other direction. He's on his feet to the 30, has a wall. This is going to go for another Albia special teams touchdown. Blake Bear on the punt return, touchdown Albia. Another Sinnott Piercebacher funeral home touchdown, and another special teams play by the Blue Demons.
And you know, you make a bunch of grown men sound like a bunch of schoolgirls. You know, that... You know, I think everybody is excited for special teams, so kickoff or kick return, punts or punt block. It has just absolutely become a ton of fun to watch Albie on special teams.
It is, and you know, at the game during the game, some of the kickoff coverage guys were a little bit disappointed that Bossard kept putting them in the end zone. They didn't get a chance to go down there and wrap somebody up. So. But that's good to see. Like I say, special teams is a big part of our football program, and when these guys go out and execute, it is a lot of fun to watch them, and they get the job done, and good things happen for Albia football.
All right, one guy that was standing on the sidelines pretty excited about the scores, but he wanted to get his offense out there, Coach Farrington. Coach, a great performance for the guys, and again, the different formations we saw last night and the different ways you guys were able to score with different personnel tells me how easy of a job you got on a football Friday night.
Well, we put a lot of time and effort into practice. Our guys are working really hard. We run a very complex offense. Coach Staten doesn't point that out to too many people, but it's very complex. A lot of different things to do, a lot of different plays, a lot of different formations. And, you know, when it's all working like it is with the, you know, adjusting what the defense does and taking advantage of what they do. My job really is to sit up high and see what's going on and then suggest some plays that are going to succeed in certain situations. And last night that worked out pretty well.
Well, the game started this way, Coach, and that offensive line, wow, they just not just moving people around, they are replanting people around.
And here's another handoff for the left side. Isley just getting by defenders on a foot race. 30, 25, 20, 15, and gets by a defender. 10, 5, take it to the house.
They spotted
just about a half yard short. But, Jimmy, how about the explosive running there of Carter, the Iceman Isley?
Oh, my goodness, live in action, I'm telling you. Yes, this is the first time I see him live in action run like that.
You guys don't know what you do to these little girls that get in the broadcast booth and take over the mics. Coach, Carter Isley runs so tough, but man alive, it really is as if that right side of the Davis County line just simply disappeared from the football field.
Well, our guys are opening up some big holes up front, but we're going to work on Carter's conditioning because clearly he got a little tired right there at the end and couldn't quite get it over the goal line, but... You know, it's I know it's trendy to everybody wants to throw the ball right now, but I still think it's pretty exciting to have a guy come through the line, some beautiful line blocking there, and then break into the open and just take it down the field. So it's really fun to watch, and it's fun to be a part of.
Well, it wasn't just on the ground that Albie got it done. Luke Sarver showing off his throwing skills to none other than Matt Baker, touchdown maker.
Gain, they're going to mark it back, a gain of 4 yards. I formation for the Blue Demons. Here is, again, fake handoff to Isley. And Sarver rolls back a completion. Matt Baker in the 10-yard line. Tries up a defender towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, put a juke in the jive at the 5, and Albia takes it in for another 6. Yeah, that's a
Boy, you know, you got the thunder and lightning package out there. Carter Isley and Kieran Judge. And that offensive line, that's a lot of thunder. And then Matt Baker and the guys that you can put out there in the slots and the receivers, man, they are lightning quick. And Luke Sarver, he's a magician with that football. It's his fakes that are going to allow that play-action pass to just be absolutely not fair.
And that play is a good example of, I think, what makes our program unique in the fact that that was a play that was suggested by the guys. And so, you know, Matt and Luke are pretty confident that play would work. And so, you know, we called it down there by the goal line. We usually run the ball down there, so... But, you know, that was just an well-executed, blocked it up, plenty of time to throw. Luke's getting so comfortable back there in all of our passing situations that it's just added another dimension to our team and makes us, you know, that is much more difficult to stop from a defensive standpoint.
Well, this offense is one for the flair. And Coach, this play right here may be one of the prettiest plays that we've seen in quite some time, and we've seen plenty.
Sarver rolls to the right side, throws it across his body towards the end zone. Baker, oh! Oh. Did he catch that?
He did!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, you cannot, man, I cannot believe
it! Tony Lashon!
Tony Lashon, one-handed grab. He was falling down, folks. The ball was overthrown by Luke Sarver, but Tony Lashon kept his focus on the football, and by the tips of his fingertips, Dan, he brought that football in. Touchdown, Albia.
Good stuff. You think it's an amazing play from up above, watching it nearly 100 yards away, and then you go and watch it on Huddle, and you really can't believe what you've seen.
Well, I got to say, first of all, I've never heard anybody describe the forward pass quite so exciting since Jim Zobel did for the Iowa Hawkeyes back in the day. But yeah, I actually was, as that play was unfolding, I really thought Luke should have ran the ball, but then he's flung it down there and going to the left, and it looked pretty good. And then all of a sudden, there was an amazing catch down there, and I was so far away, I wasn't quite sure he saw it caught until people were jumping up and down. But you know, that's just another example of young men who've been working out all, you know, since last season, and working in the weight room, being able to jump, being able to throw, and our athletic ability is just so much higher than it was a few years ago. That those are kind of plays that we can make now that before we wouldn't even think to make those plays, let alone be able to athletically do that.
Well, Luke, you know, the accuracy of throwing it right to his fingertips, that was a thing of beauty.
Well, yeah, I kind of thought he was going to keep on running, but he kind of stopped, which ended up being okay. But yeah, Tony had a lot of focus and pulled that ball in, which was good.
Well, last night, you continue to be a magician with the football. I call you Houdini on the field because, you know, you slide that football to your hips so well. And even guys who have seen it a number of times, you know, we've seen it for forever watching you play because you've really paid attention to the details of your position. But for us to continue to be faked out by your fakes, that's impressive. And that really goes to paying attention to the details.
It's something that we really work on. Coach Staten always harps on me about my fakes, and it's good because it always can be improved. And they've gotten better, and they will hopefully continue to get better as we work on these things. And the fakes, it's not me. It's our line. It's our backs. Carter's doing a great job faking, so it was good.
Well, Tony Leshen, you saw a lot of pretty passes over the years. Luke... Gonna let those linemen come up here, but Tony Leshen, buddy, you know, talk about those moments when that ball was thrown up. What was going through your mind, and run us through that play as you brought that ball in.
Well, I was running my corner out, and I didn't really know where Luke was. I thought he got sacked, and I saw him scrambling out left. And so when he scrambled, I'm supposed to get to the open field and start waving my hand. So I took a few steps back towards him. I was gonna start going towards him, wave my hand, he threw it. So then at that point, I had to start backpedaling, and I got up and just got my hand on it and brought it in.
Wow, what an amazing feeling! I imagine could you hear us cackling up in the box like a bunch of schoolgirls? Could you hear Jimmy on the sidelines?
Everyone was going crazy. I was going crazy. I couldn't believe it myself that I caught it.
It's got some offensive action last night. That was kind of a nice spot to get out there and be in the receiving spot as well.
Yeah, we practice the Eagle offense a lot during the week, and it's always nice to get out there and just get the reps in.
A lot of fun knowing you got guys. You play a defense, and you guys have been on the defensive side as a defensive back, and just a sophomore. You guys have been really challenged this year. You've had to really focus on trusting each other and relying on each other because you guys have really been tested as defensive backs all season long.
Yeah, we all go out there, and we just do our best every play, and Coach Staten said the average play is around 5 seconds, so we just give it all for 5 seconds.
Well, the average play might be 5 seconds, but Hunter Weldon last night on that kickoff return, Hunter, one, it's great to be back on the football field. I knew that had to be a good feeling for you to be back out there, but it took a little longer than 5 seconds for that play. And Coach Ratliff standing next to me on that kickoff return, and he's timing you. And I think you ran 60 yards, and he's saying, we need to pick that up a little bit. Talk about that play right there, because it was so impressive. Your return was impressive, getting down that sideline, and you've got that Drake Relay track speed. But the way that the guys block on special teams, you know you always got a chance.
Well, before the play even started, I was warming up for the second half, and I started cramping up in my calf, so I didn't know if that was going to be good. And then we were going back. Matt Baker asked me, he's like, you want this one? And I said, yeah, I want this one. I'm taking it back. And right after I turned back around, after getting the ball, I saw just a wide open lane. And then I got clipped in the leg once, kept my balance, and I saw Tony running right beside me. And he just took the good hit and got de-cleated.
He did take a good hit, didn't he? Wow.
He took the hit, got de-cleated, and it helped me get into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, it seems like it's a contagious thing because everybody wants to be put their big hit on special teams. Maybe not Tony got his big hit. There's no doubt about that. That was a thing of beauty. But everybody wants to be a part of that.
Well, I just think it's because you get to run all the way down the field and just hit somebody, not just run 5 yards and put a good hit on them. You get to run all the way at full speed and hit them.
All right, we're going to talk to the offensive line guys because they have been absolutely—they've been knocking guys around all year. And Hunter Gertz and Ryan Romanco in the house here, Hunter, buddy. I'll tell you what—that defensive line for Davis County disappeared at times. It looked as if they were not even on the football field. You guys were really moving people around last night.
Yeah, we definitely had some big holes in there for Carter to run through, and it was awesome. We definitely flattened some people, that's for sure.
Your senior year, buddy, and you know this, you know, having that the injury last year, and it seems like you really came out with the right resolve that you were going to not only make this a big year, but make up for the time lost from last year.
Yeah, definitely. After last year, after my torn ACL and everything, I told myself that I was going to come back this year and have a really good year.
The guys are really responding. You guys really look like you're gelling well together, and you're playing tremendously well as a unit together. The old dance that the offensive line has to do, it's the timing is down.
Yeah, as an offensive line, we bond really, really well and all work together really well. And when we go to the board, we always sit there and make good changes and everything. So.
Romanco, buddy, you know, you're part of that demolition crew known as the Butterworth Boys. That's what we've rebranded you guys at because you're going to be making pancakes next weekend. But, man, on Friday nights, you guys have been making pancakes.
Oh, yeah. When we get that call, me and Gertz, our job is to double team one guy, and then we end up taking about two or three guys, and we're putting them on the ground, and it's awesome.
It was a thing of beauty. And, you know, having guys like Carter Isley back there and Kieran Judge, you know, guys that are willing to pay the price. They'll pay the price to get through the hole if there's anything there. And having guys like that behind you, you know, you got to have great confidence that, man, everything that you're creating, they're going to make the most of.
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence in our backs, and that gives us the confidence that if we make the holes, they'll be there and they'll just run till they get stopped.
Can I ask you a question? Is it true that Luke Sarver brings his magic hat and pulls rabbits out during practice?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Has he made Coach Staten disappear or go to short socks?
Not yet.
Well, that will be a trick I don't think we'll see happen. Hey, great job out of you guys. What a performance last night for the Blue Demons. Tremendous all-around team effort, as it's been all season long, and a big game ahead in just 6 nights. And we're looking forward to being there again on Friday Night Lights. 6 o'clock is the pregame show. We'll take you right to the midnight hour. At 10 o'clock, we catch up with Fox 15. And we will be going live on Fox 15, the Summers Insurance Coach's Corner. We're going to have Kiefer next, a young man that scored 11 football touchdowns in one football game, a national record. We're going to talk with him, and Tessa Simpson is in the house, and she's waiting very, very patiently to talk about the outstanding Lady D volleyball team when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Behind all the flashy TV ads, behind the scenes, Joni Ernst signed a pledge to protect the special interests. A pledge to protect special tax breaks for big oil, to protect special tax breaks for corporations shipping jobs overseas. When I lost my job due to outsourcing, I sure wish Joni Ernst would have signed a pledge to protect me.
That's Angie Smith. She's proud to have worked her whole life making high-end products in Newton, Iowa. Then one day, with no notice, the factory closed due to outsourcing. An outsourcing corporation with special tax breaks. Special tax breaks that Joni Ernst pledged to protect. Joni Ernst is just not for us. Paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. DSCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to the Coach's Corner on this beautiful Saturday morning. Tessa Simpson's in the house. We're going to talk Lady D volleyball here in just a second. But right now, we have Clayton Kiefer here from Wayne Falcons. And Clayton, welcome aboard the Coach's Corner on this beautiful Saturday morning. And, buddy, you have made a little bit of history on a football Monday night.
Yeah.
Run us through, when did you become aware, and for those who are just joining us, Clayton Kiefer, Wayne Falcons, Monday night, your game got postponed a week ago on Friday after a rare lightning delay, and it got postponed until Monday night, and then on Monday night you came out and put up 11 touchdowns. When did you become aware that those 11 touchdowns were a national record?
After I got a text from my coach at about 12 o'clock that night.
Has the media gotten a hold of you? You know, you've had to get a lot of contact about breaking this record, and man, 11 touchdowns, crazy.
Yeah, I got a lot of calls and a lot of people talking to me, telling me good job and stuff.
Well, 11 touchdowns, most guys don't get that in a career, let alone on one football night. Run us through, where did those touchdowns come from? Or they? I'm not going to expect you to remember all 11, but run us through where those touchdowns came from and what was the most dramatic one of the night?
I guess just the touchdowns came from, I had a mindset that, it's our homecoming, and I just needed to go out and do my best and just really give a second effort. And they kept scoring, so I knew I had to keep scoring. So I just would refuse to lose, and they kept giving me the ball, and I just kept scoring. But the most touchdowns I've ever had in a game was 6.
Well, 6 is a lot, but to double that in one night, 11, 86-60, the final score. 8-man football, Wayne moved to that a few years back. That is a ton of fun to play as a player. It has to be.
Yeah.
Talk about your Falcon team. You guys had to play 2 games in a week, and that's difficult to do. The body has a hard time adjusting in such a quick turnaround. Playing 2 games in 1 week, having the game moved to Monday night and then having to play again last night, that was a lot on the old body for a football team.
Yeah, we were pretty sore Tuesday morning, and it was pretty tough going. We only had one real good day of practice, we weren't healthy Friday night, but we just got taped up and just got ready to play, but it didn't go our way, I guess. But yeah, it was pretty different. It was just like playing in the playoffs, going from a Wednesday to a Monday. So,
well, 11 touchdowns, congratulations, a national record, and I'm trying to imagine someone getting 12 is just unthinkable to me. But you did get the 11, and congratulations to you and your teammates. That's a great accomplishment. 86 points on the night. And Clayton, thanks so much for stopping by here on the Coach's Corner, and congratulations on your outstanding effort.
Yep, thank you.
Clayton Kiefer, Wayne Falcons, 11 touchdowns. Wow, that's in one night. That is incredible. That is a national record, and that was set on Monday night. Twin Cedars and Wayne went at it, 86-60. The final score. Tessa Simpson. Tessa, you like basketball as well, and we don't see basketball scores like that.
Yeah, you sure don't. That is a ton of points for some 8-man football, and that'd be really fun to watch.
Well, you know, I've been trying to connect with you to get in here to talk about Lady D volleyball. You guys are off and running, and we're kind of a little behind on how things are going. So maybe break down the season a little bit for us. And as always, we want to know about those seniors, because we know it's your program. It's really important to have great senior leadership.
Absolutely. We have 6 seniors on the team this year, and they've done a really good job being leaders for those girls. They're kind of the spark plugs on our offense and defense. They've been doing a really nice job of, getting practice started. All our coaches are in the elementary school now, so we don't have that person at the high school to kind of get things running there. So we depend on the seniors to get that started and trust that they're doing it the right way sort of thing, and they do. So it's nice to have those girls that we can rely on. We'll definitely miss them next year. But we're going to enjoy them while we have them these last few days. We're 4-14 right now. We've had 4 tournaments so far, but we have 1 left. We have 5 total for the year, and this next week is going to be a busy week for us. So we're not cruising into the postseason. We're kind of really tuning things up to get ready for regional action.
Going into the second season, as I refer to it, that is a place where a coach, you can really focus on, the past is the past, and here's a new light.
Yeah, absolutely. Pairings came out last night, last evening of about 5:30 or so, and we have Mid-Prairie Wellman, and we'll go there at 7 o'clock on October 27th. It's a Monday night, so we have a little bit of time to prepare for that, but we're going to really enjoy these last few matches. Monday we host Twin Cedars, and that's going to be our pink out night. Girls have pink uniforms to help support breast cancer awareness in the month of October. And then Tuesday we turn around and host Davis County for a conference match. And then the next week we have our We have Sheraton at home, and then we go to Knoxville for a tournament. So three of our last four nights are going to be at home, which is really nice.
Well, that's a lot of volleyball in a short period of time. I mean, that talking about Monday to Friday for football, but you guys got to bounce back oftentimes, back-to-back nights.
Yeah, absolutely. We that's one thing that's kind of neat about volleyball is the state rules. You get 14 dates, but we have five tournaments, and at a tournament you can play up to six times in a day. So it's really wear and tear on the body, that sort of thing. So, we've lost Sarah Clark last week at Knoxville. She lost an ankle, but she's starting to get up and moving around on it a lot better. And she's been at practice every day, helping out in drills, tossing balls, that sort of thing, and just kind of still being a positive person in the gym, even though it's something that was kind of ruin things for her a little bit.
Yeah, it's a tough go for her, but tough kid,
yeah,
smart kid. So if anybody can figure out how to work on half a leg, she'll get that figured out.
Oh, absolutely.
Coach, we're talking with Coach Tessa Simpson, head coach of the Albia Lady volleyball team. Coach, your program's really has had some momentum, and I look in the program up and down, and it seems like you got a lot of youth that's making some noise, and you guys got the program on the right footing.
Yeah, our JV team's had some success this year, and they usually do. And sometimes it's, Coach Beer doesn't know who she's going to have for sure because I steal people and all that sort of stuff. And so she makes do with what she has, and they've had some success. And our freshman team, it's small but mighty. We have eight girls, and they're eight pretty good volleyball players, and they come out and they play hard, and they are going to have a bright future in front of them.
Coach, as you go in these last weeks, what's the things that you really are trying to focus on with this group of girls?
We want to make the most of it, especially for the seniors. As always, they've put in the time for the last 4 years and before high school as well. So we want to make them go out on a high note, and by helping the seniors finish strong, then it helps our underclassmen. Realize. Just the other day they said, we can't believe that season's almost over already. It goes so quick, volleyball season does. So it kind of hits you those last few weeks, your senior year. So we want to send them out on a great note because they've done some great things for our program and our school. They're just a really, really good group of kids. I could say that every year. The volleyball team always has great girls on it, and that makes it the best thing in the world.
October 27th, you start the tournament, and last year you guys had just a great run in the tournament, and I think that gives you a place where you can say, hey, this is what we can't do. Here are the things we can do. Here's the things that we've done, and we can just focus on doing those things. We can get those kind of results.
Oh, absolutely. Those girls remember how fun it was last year making that run towards the state tournament last year, and we'll use that as fuel to our fire and get us motivated and make the best with our talents that we have and, leave it all on the court sort of thing.
Well, one thing about it, you guys get sharpened pretty good during the regular season because you guys play some really good volleyball programs. I mean, the South Central Conference, this conference is really tough in terms of the competition in volleyball in Southern Iowa is really fierce.
Oh, absolutely. We started out the season, we played Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont twice in 5 days. We played them at the Fairfield Tournament, and then we went there for our conference duel, and I mean, they're as good as they come in anywhere in the state. And then Davis County, we've already played twice at Sheraton. We played them at the Ottumwa Tournament as well. And we'll host them on Tuesday, and they're a top-notch program. And adding Knoxville back to the conference, throw them in the loop. And right now, Eddyville and Knoxville are tied at 4-0 in the conference, and it's going to be a battle there.
You got a number of teams that are in this conference that could vie for a state championship.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just it's really impressive. It makes your team better to have to go against that competition on a regular basis, not just occasionally. On a regular basis, you're playing some of the best volleyball teams in the state.
Yeah, and the girls, they always give them their best shot. We've really pushed them and that sort of thing. It's not like we just roll over and let them take it from us. We put up a fight for them, and it's fun. I'd rather play those teams that are going to make us better than the teams that, we kind of reinforce bad habits. So against those guys, we know we have to limit mistakes, those sorts of things, and earn every single point we're going to get.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I know you guys are looking forward to the final 2 weeks here, and it's a little bittersweet because these seniors are going to be going out, and that's always tough. Never an easy job as a high school coach because every year you're going to say goodbye to some people in your program.
Yeah, absolutely. And these girls, they're all going to go do great things in life. They're active in school, the community, church, all those sorts of things. So they're going to leave Albia High School with a good education and good character, and they're going to take that out into the world, which is great.
Tessa Simpson, the head coach of the Albia Lady D volleyball team, and great to get out and see them. They got a couple of home meets coming up here over the next week, Monday and Tuesday, and they'll be in action and showcase their talent. It's always lots of fun because the crowd really gets into it. I love the cheering that goes on, and they're a lot of fun to come out and watch. And what a great group of girls, too, to get behind and cheer for, and what a run they made last year in the tournament, and I expect them to do the same type of thing. These are really outstanding young ladies representing our community. Don't forget tonight, Mark Schwab, the outstanding motivational speaker, is going to be here in Albia, and at 6 o'clock at the Albia Library. It's open to everyone. He's obviously a tremendous wrestling mind, but it is open to everyone. 6 o'clock at the Albia High School Library, Mark Schwab. And this is an opportunity, a rare opportunity for not just the kids of our community, but the adults who want to learn about getting to be your best no matter what it is that you're doing. And he's going to have a great program and really get in deep, not just talk superlatives, but get in deep to how you, too, can become a champion in life. And Mark Schwab and that the Albia Wrestling Program has brought Mark in to really be a great tool for our community. And we need to get out there and support that. 6 o'clock tonight, again, at the Albia High School Library. And Dave Winger is going to be there along with Nick Pickerel and the crew from the Albia Wrestling Program. And we want you to be there with us. I want to thank all the players and all the coaches that stopped by today. The Albia Blue Demons victorious last night, 55-0. And Coach Tessa Simpson stopping by to talk about the outstanding Lady D volleyball team. Get out there and see them on Monday and Tuesday. And I want to thank the young man from the Wayne the Falcons. And what an amazing a night for Clayton Kiefer on Monday night. 11 touchdowns. That's a national record. And I want to thank him for joining us. We're going to join up with the Cyclone pregame show. It's in progress. Cyclones kick off at 11 o'clock. And, of course, your Cyclone network right here on your Sports Leader KIC. I want to thank Community First Credit Union for making this broadcast possible. Stop out in the corner 34 and 5 and say hello to everyone at Community First Credit Union. This is Jason Summers saying have a great weekend. And a big thank you to my producer, Scotty Fry, who looks like the piano player up here. He's working so many different directions with these buttons. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Till next Saturday, take care.